There's a G.I. Joe doll in evening dress, clutching a pistol. It's wired up to the summoning grid by its plastic privates. On either side of it stand two Barbies in ball gowns, one black, one white. Behind them lurks another G.I. Joe, this time hacked so that he's bald and bearded in something that looks like Wehrmacht dress greys. All at once, I get the picture. It's the core of his coercion gesh, isn't it? It's a destiny entanglement conjuration on a bigger scale. James Bond channeling the ghost of Ian Fleming as scriptwriter. Jesus! I glance across the table at Ramona. She looks flushed and apprehensive.
Yes, James. She bites her lip. Sorry, monkey boy. It's too strong in here, isn't it?
I stare at her through narrowed eyes. Oh, yes, I'm beginning to get it. I'm half tempted to shoot the bint now, then stuff her through the porthole before the bad guys get their mileage out of her. But I need all the friends I can get right now, and until I'm sure she's gone over to Spectre, I can't afford to... What the fuck? I blink rapidly. Is there somewhere we can go that's not quite so...
Yeah, next door.
Next door is the library or smoking room or whatever the hell it's called. My head stops swimming as soon as we get a wall between us and that diorama from hell. That was bad. What's the big idea? Why does Billington want to turn me into James Bond? Ramona slumps into an overstuffed chair.
It's not about you, Bob. It's all about plot. The way the Gesh works, he set himself up as the evil villain in this humongous destiny entanglement spell, targeted against every intelligence agency and government on the planet. The end state for this conjuration is that the hero, which means whoever's being ridden by the Bond archetype, comes and kills the villain, destroys his secret floating headquarters, stymies his scheme, and gets the girl. But Billington's not stupid. He may be riding the villain archetype, but he's in control of the Gesh, and he's got a good sense of timing. Before the hero archetype gets to resolve the terminal crisis, he ends up in the villain's grasp under circumstances such that nobody else is positioned to deal with the villain's plan. Ellis figures that he can short the Gesh out before it goes terminal and makes the Bond figure kill him. At which point, Billington will be left sitting in an unassailable position, since the only agent on the planet who's able to stop him wakes up and suddenly remembers that he's not James Bond. I consider this for a full minute. Whoops. That's how we screwed up, she says bleakly. Billington had a handle on me all along. I'm his handle on you, and you're his handle on Angleton. He stacked us up like a row of dominoes.
I take a deep breath. What happens if I go next door and smash the diorama?
The signal strength... She shakes her head. You noticed how fast it drops off? If you're close enough to smash it, the backwash will kill you, but it'll probably leave Billington alive. If we could get word out about what's going on, it might be worth trying, but nobody's close enough to do anything right now. So we're back to square one. It really has to be shut down in good order, the same way it was set up. And I guess that's why Billington's brought that fucker Pat aboard.
Hang on, I say slowly. Griffin was sure there was a shit-hot Black Chamber assassin in town this week. Some guy codenamed Charlie Victor. Could he do anything about Billington if we cleared a path?
Bob, I'm Charlie Victor.
She looks at me with a sort of sympathetic expression usually reserved for terminal cases.